We're going to a region of the world key to understanding the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. We're talking about the European Union, where Dr. Rob Congdon is the expert here on prophecy today. We bring him to these microphones to get insight into the activities, the ongoing political activities in particular, in the European Union as they set the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Rob, I'm not sure how much of a prophetic significance the attack in London has on us looking at the end times. However, the spread of Islam most likely a part of what did happen there in London. Give us the latest update that you have at this point. They're still investigating. Talk to us about the fact that the man had converted to Islam, and do you think this was a part of the problem of the Islamic infiltration into the European Union?
Well, I certainly think this is what many Brits fear, is that a homegrown Brit has been pulled into this whole terrorist Islamic aspects of life that is now developing very strongly in Britain. They have seen attacks elsewhere in Europe. They all remember July, as I do. I was in Britain at that time. And this is bringing out, I think, a strong reaction among the British that now they've got to take some action, because obviously what a Brit, a native-born Brit, has been influenced, it has probably come, in their view, from the immigration and those people coming in, bringing in these ideas. So there will be stronger reaction, I think, by the people after this.
You know, I can remember back when we started talking about Brexit. In other words, the European Union losing one member of its member states, and that would be Great Britain. We talked about an elephant in the room, which was the migration program of what's happening with the Islamic infiltration through the migrants coming in to all of the European Union, but in particular to Great Britain. Now, Brexit has advanced to the location in their plan for the future as it relates to the date that they will implement Article 50, and you'll need to explain that to us. And we see Prime Minister May is ready to be able to do that sometime this week.
That's right. Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Britain, has said that she will invoke Article 50 of the European Union's treaty on March 29th. What this means is this becomes the formal notice sent to the European Council that the United Kingdom is going to begin the process, a two-year process, of withdrawing from the 28-member European Union. So it's really the beginning of a long path that will take 2 years. The Constitution, if you want to call it the treaty, requires a two-year process to evaluate, establish all the steps that are necessary to really bring about this separation. So she is going to trigger it. She's officially said she will be doing it. The EU is already making preparations. But no negotiations and really no preliminary discussion of what they will, the result of it will be, until, can't begin until she formally declares they're leaving.
Well, now, let me talk to you about the fact that you and I have said on this broadcast, and in particular, you have thought that there would be possibly a second or even a third referendum which may keep the United Kingdom in the European Union. You still think that's a possibility over these next 2 years?
I still think it's a possibility, although Prime Minister May has said there can be no more referendums on this issue. I think the real key issue is, what is this going to cost, both in the pound, that's the currency of Britain, what is it going to mean to the people, and that is not clear and can't be until she makes this declaration. So, you know, everybody's kind of anticipating and guessing, and those who are against Brexit are saying it's going to be horrible, those for it say, oh, it's going to be wonderful. Until she issues this formal declaration, we won't even know what the conditions are, and I still believe, in the end, the EU is going to make it difficult for Britain to leave, and the only thing that could change that, and this is a possibility, is that there are many in the European Union see that England in particular is the major obstacle for the EU to moving forward as a bigger and stronger empire.
Well, then let me ask you, is there going to make no difference in that movement, a prophetic significance to the political activities, as we often talk about, the preparations, or at least the foundation for the revived Roman Empire, if indeed the United Kingdom is able to withdraw in 2 years?
Well, if they withdraw, I think it'll just form the leaders of the EU will get even stronger. Remember, they're celebrating their 60th anniversary of the EU. It has been a steady progression from six nations to 28. If Britain withdraws, that from Europe's standpoint is, well, they just got to work harder to move forward. If Britain stays, Britain will not be the power it once was in the EU, so the EU can continue to grow stronger. So from the EU standpoint, I still see that this is well moving on the path, maybe not at the rate I dreamed of or thought was happening, but it is moving toward what I see as a biblical scenario.
Wow, you just said something I want to bring up very briefly. 60th anniversary of the meeting in Rome, Italy. When six of the now members of the European Union, member states, got together and put out the Treaty of Rome, and that was the actual beginning of all that we see happening today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was the beginning of a coming together, if you will, not just the six nations, but with the idea of a global government. That is the goal. 109 nations is the number that many people have put out as to the goal of it, and they certainly are going to be celebrating this and looking forward to the years ahead. So, you know, they're 500 million people strong now. This is a growing empire, and it now represents not just Western Europe, but Eastern Europe as well. So it's a growing, growing empire.
Wow, what a historic date. March the 25th, 1957, 60 years ago, when it all started there with the treaty at Rome, in Rome, Italy. And we've been talking about it. A lot of conversation has gone down the road as we think about how this is indeed a precursor setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, thank you so very much for reminding us of that 60th anniversary and a great conversation. We'll have another one next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.